7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
PM. Wow, that seems extremely wrong. Oh, that's because it is extremely wrong. The actual time is 1930 UTC. And 1930 UTC means just one thing. The Dubious Goals Committee! Yes, once again, it's time for the Dubious Goals Committee, because, you know, 1930. Hello. Hello. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. I like to drink tea, so I'm going to pour some tea now. Oh, and what kind of tea is it? Well, it's the good stuff. What are we drinking? Oh, yeah. Oh, my. Oh. No, it's so good. I'm drinking Jinjin Mei today, the good Jinjin Mei, because, well, I need it. I need the good stuff. Yeah, why do I need the good stuff? Well, just because. Now, the other thing you need to know is that as I was pouring and drinking tea, I could hear a certain Yang baby making noise. Oh, she's still yowling it up. Let's go see what a Yang baby's doing. Gotta leave the studio because there's somebody up here.
Well, hello. Well, what are you doing, Lumps? Are you being lumpy, baby?
Okay, I'm supposed to follow my cat. Yes, I'm following you. I can't imagine where we're going. Oh, geez, yes, huh? We've entered the kitchen. How unusual. What are we doing over here? Oh, we're going to walk over here by the water bowl and the water cup. Yeah, I noticed that you're looking at your perfectly full water cup and water bowl. What seems to be the problem?
What are you doing? What are you doing, Fluffy Face?
Do you want me to put some water in your kitty bowl? Yeah, I thought so. The kitty water bowl is full, and now she's drinking out of it. Now that I've actually turned on the water and made the motion of putting a cup under the faucet, now she's drinking out of the water. Oh my god. Okay, you might be wondering why she has a kitty cup and a kitty bowl, both filled with water. Well, a couple of days ago, I thought, why is the cat always bugging me to refill the water cup when it's always full? I thought, I don't know what I was thinking. So I just grabbed an empty cottage cheese container that I had near the sink. I filled it up with water and I put it down there too. So now she has two sources. Oh, that reminds me, I gotta fill up the source downstairs. She's got two sources of water now. And for the first couple days, this little trick was working because she would walk up, she would walk up to the water supply and she would see, you know, the water cup and start complaining, but then notice, oh, there's a giant water bowl here too. I'll drink out of that. So I wasn't getting any gratuitous yangs. But in the last couple days, last day or two, yesterday, I think, or the day before she started doing it, she's trying to get me to refill the water bowl all the time now too. Cats. And, you know, I'm just not gonna refill it six times a day. Once a day, yeah, that's fine. Six times a day, I doubt it. So right now, I need to walk downstairs here and fill up the water bowl that's over here in the bathroom. All right, fill this one with water. All right, and now we have a perfect hydration system for cats. Now, while I'm standing here next to the back door, I'm going to look out the window, look for any marmots that are hanging out down by the door. I don't see any. Look around in the backyard. I don't see any marmots or anything happening. Yeah. Not a lot of action going down here in Tobetown today. Oh, the good news is that football starts soon.
Well, here's my baby. Hello, did you have a good waters? That's a good baby.
I'm taking the measuring cup back to the measuring cup, which is also the water transfer cup, taking this back into the kitchen. We're going to put this down on the counter. All right. Yeah, football starts soon. Football season is starting in a couple of days. I'm very excited about it. Everybody's excited to see Lionel Messi at PSG. I'm not a fan of PSG. I feel strangely about it. Although I am excited to see Leo Messi play with Kylian Mbappe, because I love Mbappe. He plays for PSG. Unfortunately, guess who else plays for PSG? Neymar. Neymar, the gold medal winning Olympic diver. Neymar, who got hit so badly in a World Cup game, and he went down so hard, he broke two vertebrae in his back. This is the man who broke two vertebrae in his back, somehow didn't die or become paralyzed, and he was able to play football again 2 weeks later. That's suspicious. That's because Neymar is a fraud. Neymar is a cheating monkey bastard. And it is 92 degrees Fahrenheit outdoors today. Right now, that can't be good. What's that in metric? Jeez. 35? 34? I don't know. I'm looking out all my windows looking for my marmot that lives around here, but I don't see him anywhere. In other news, there still hasn't been anybody moving in across the street. The house sold. The house went on the market, and it was only on the market for 1 day. The house sold in a day. And that was what? That was at the beginning of the that was sometime in the middle of June. The people were out of the house by the beginning of July, and so I thought the new people would move in at the beginning of July. No, they have not moved in. And I thought, okay, well, maybe they're waiting until August. Well, we're about halfway through August, and nope, they haven't moved in yet. So I still don't have any new neighbors across the street, even though I've been curious. All right. So, what are we doing today? We can't go outside. The football games haven't started yet. I'm sitting here, my TV is on because, I gotta watch Sky Sports. The breaking news today. Oh boy. Wow. Why am I watching this? Why am I so interested in this? Well, you gotta understand, there's, 11, 12 more days left in the transfer window? And football is in... Oh, hello! Guess who just arrived? Guess who came downstairs to visit us in Dubious Goals Committee? Do you want to be a kitty committee? Do you want to do kitty committee business? Okay, it looks like it's time for the Dubious Cat Subcommittee, which means I need to now assemble the kitty business pit. This is going to take a few minutes, so let's go to some music. We'll be right back.
Tanya!
I'm a fast study. I'll pick things up as I go along.
Look, that's very foolhardy.
Goodbye. Thank you. Oh, and I want you to know something. I kind of got to like you.
What?
Never mind. What's that mean coming from a primitive anyway?
Now, Wilton. He's doing everything you said he would. What have you gotten me into? Silicon Valley, 110 miles. All right. Might as well put on some music. All these weird gadgets, you think they'd give you a radio.
What would you like to hear?
What the hell was that?
Do you wish further information on Silicon Valley?
Hell no. I want to know who you are and how you're listening in.
There's no reason for increased volume. I am scanning your interrogatives quite satisfactorily. I am the voice of Knight Industry 2000's microprocessor, K-I-T-T for easy reference. A kit, if you prefer.
No, I don't prefer, and what's more, I don't intend to drive around in a car that talks back to me, so either Devin pulls your plug, or you get yourself another driver.
I am not qualified to overrule your wishes.
Well, that's real good to hear, kit. Because I don't want to hear another peep out of you until I can get a call off to Devon's. So clam up. I'm going to listen to some good music and don't offer any suggestions. I'll choose my own.
Okay, and that's why you don't hassle the Hoff. Oh, sure, you might want to drop some classic Bankra, but somehow it becomes the Knight Rider remix, and then you have to deal with Michael Knight trying to choose his own banana cha-cha. No, I say. Because once you get those clowns going off on various things, the next thing you know, Kirk Cameron will probably show up and get his greasy fingerprints all over everything.
Boy,
and boy,
you
are you going to get it now.
What?
Look at that greasy mess you made. And a mom just drove up. Give me something fast. Here, 409 works fast.
Yeah?
Before you start to wipe.
409 special.
It doesn't matter how fast you wipe. 1981, mom is going to say, hey, that shines.
Hey, that shines. What have you two been up to?
Oh, we're just making trouble. That's for damn sure.
やっぱまだ子供だな. ほら, 鍵出せ, 鍵. これじゃ仕事できないだろう?
鍵? 鍵持ってないの.
え?
Do not lose the key. Never lose the key to the handcuffs. Oh my God, we've been over this a million times. Now I have no choice but to take attendance. Okay.
Okay. Brenda?
Oh, there's Brenda. Look at that. Look at that.
Funded.
Present. Astronomic Kit.
Yay, Astronomical Cat is here.
Wait on. Ghost Bear. Ghost Bear.
Where's Ghost Bear?
Uh-oh, tardy again.
Jeez. Oh, oh my God, wait, ah! Oh, the humanity! It's a bear rampage! Oh my God, I think Ted is dead.
Oh, Ghost Bear. I guess you're here after all. And Ted, I'm gonna mark you down as absent. Forever.
Oh, poor Ted. I think he got eaten by Ghost Bear. Well, you know, that happens. What are you going to do? Oh, we have no recourse but to listen to the latest Justin Johnson music. So what's our boy Justin doing these days? Blurp? I don't want artifacts. I want the real thing. Oh, thanks, digital media, for just stopping. Yeah. Oh boy, that was Smooth Talker at Sunset by Justin Johnson, playing just another one of his newest guitars. People just ship him guitars because that's what he needs. And, oh, he had a video a couple of days ago about that particular guitar. Man, that thing's, it looks a little weird, but boy, that sounds pretty deep. I kind of like it. But that's not the weirdest guitar he's got. He got one last week that's, you know, carbon fiber, and it's weird shape thing, and it's just, and it sounds kind of cool. But we're not going to go into that right now. Mostly because the Kissing Bandit has just started. Punch it in. Oh look, there's Frank on a horse on top of a rock.
Good idea, Chico. Putting him up there out of the way.
Oh, sure.
I never thought he would give in so easy.
Well, it's what he thinks a bandit chief should look like. A man on a white horse way up in the clouds. Boy, he's nice and safe. I told him when the coach stops to come down the back way, that will take a long time. By then, the holdup is finished, so he can kiss the women who are around. It's a nice, good plan.
You told him he's got to kiss, eh?
Oh, I made him swear.
And doesn't Frank just look suave AF in his little bandito outfit on his white horse? Yes, the Kissing Bandit. Is it the greatest Frank Sinatra movie? Yeah, it probably is. Is it the most racist movie? Well, you know, it was made at a time when all minorities are poorly represented in film. Oh. Yeah, maybe we don't need to go into that. So let's go to something else. Something like fighting. Oh, thanks once again, Digital Media. Can't edit a damn thing around here because, oh, Digital Media has to buffer and we gotta do all those whole guys. I hope this helps to explain why I am making a move away from digital. Digital was kind of okay there for a while. You know, we invented digital stuff and it was kind of crappy and expensive at first. Then it got cheap and decent, and now at least you could use it for something and it was functional. And then they had to go and make digital stuff as dumb as possible. They had to dumb it down for the common unwashed, the great unwashed, the massive sheep in the world. Oh, we can't use computers. We can't type in a command and use a command line. So you're going to have to give us a bunch of comic book pictures and we're going to have to point at things because we're advanced people and we just point. We can't use our words. We can't use the language that we've been developing for millennium. We've got to just point and grunt. Oh, I mean point and click. Click. The caveman of the 21st century. Click. Do you have an app? And that's why I'm making a move back to analog. Because with analog things, at least you can cue stuff up. You know, at least you know that when you press go, it's gonna go. Because when you flip the switch, the act of flipping the switch actually, in reality, completes a circuit and electricity flows through it. You're not pressing a button that's telling a circuit to tell another circuit that a button has pressed, so send a bit to this thing, and if there's a bit here, then, well, we should use some operating systems that aren't warranted for anything ever and will always fail. And if this product was anything else, Bill Gates needs to be slapped. That's why I can't go to Seattle. I'd be slapping up a bunch of Microsoft monkeys. Slap, slap, slap. I don't think I need to have any more of this digital crap around me. It sucks. The other thing is analog stuff, once it starts to fail, it still works. Think about analog radio or music. Yeah, you know, if the radio station is analog, you can still hear it. Yeah, there might be a little bit static, but if your crap is digital, then no. If there's any minor failure at all, it's a complete failure. That's why digital sucks. Oh, crap, I'm running out of time. You've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day right here on Anon Radio at 1930 UTC. Tune in tomorrow. My name's Tobe. Bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.